Hey there, friends. What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. It's Chris Guillebeau, your host, episode 2347. I hope your week is going well. I hope you're working on something that's important to you. Just in case your week is not going well, I'm sorry about that. Just want to acknowledge that not everybody's week is always going well. That's okay. But hang in there. Let's see what we can do to turn things around. And here on the podcast, today's episode is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. That's right. It is Monday, at least in terms of when the episode goes out. Monday, Your First $1,000. It's all about how someone made their first, you'll never guess, $1,000. How did they get to that point? Not their first $100,000 or $1 million. That's also cool, but it would be a long story. And we want to focus on practical steps to get started. Practical steps to help you make extra money without quitting your job, and just looking at lots of different case studies of how people do it. So with that in mind, today's feature comes from Lorraine in St. Petersburg, Florida. She is the go-to pet party planner of the region. Pet party planner. And that's right. Apparently, there's more than one of them down there. So let's look at Lorraine's business. How did she get going? How did she make it happen? Her first $1,000. What did she learn from the process? Let's hear it from Lorraine.
Oh, the tales I could tell about my adventures as the ultimate pet celebration planner in sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. It all started when my best friend's dog, Buster, was turning five, you know, the big five. She wanted to throw a pet-friendly party, but she didn't know where to begin. As someone who's always been obsessed with animals and planning, I offered to take the reins and organize the most unforgettable doggy bash. Buster's birthday was a huge success, complete with dog-friendly treats, games, and even a pup-sized pool for the fur guests to cool off in. The attendees, both two- and four-legged, had a blast, and my friend couldn't thank me enough. It was in that moment that I realized there was a market for pet celebration planning, and my side hustle was born. I decided to start by focusing on social media, creating an Instagram account to showcase the pet parties I'd planned. I also set up a Facebook page, asked my friends and family to like and share my content. I attended local events and networked with pet owners, veterinarians, and pet supply stores, handing out my newly minted business cards. Soon, I had my first paying client. A woman who wanted to throw a cataversary party to celebrate the one-year adoption anniversary of her two kitties, Fluffy and Whiskers. We planned a feline-friendly extravaganza, complete with catnip toys and kitty safe cake. After the event, I posted photos and a recap on my social media accounts, and word of mouth began to spread. By the time I'd planned my third event, a poodle's pool party, I had earned my first $1,000. I was thrilled, but I also knew I had to keep the momentum going. So here's a few lessons I've learned along the way that might be helpful for someone hoping to start a similar business. Know your audience. Understanding the preferences and needs of pets and their owners is essential. Always consider pet safety, dietary restrictions, and breed-specific behaviors when planning events. Offer customizable packages. Provide a variety of party packages at different price points to cater to a diverse range of clients. Market yourself. Utilize social media. Attend pet-related events, and network within your community to spread the word about your business. Keep it fun and creative. The key to an unforgettable pet celebration is to make it unique and enjoyable for both pets and their owners. Stay up to date on pet trends and think outside the box for party themes and activities. My side hustle as Florida's go-to pet celebration planner has been a joyous and rewarding experience. I've met amazing people and their furry friends and turned my love for animals and planning into a fun and profitable business. Thanks for letting me share my story.
All right. Thanks to Lorraine for telling us about her first $1,000 as St. Petersburg's go-to pet celebration planner. I need to plan a cataversary event. First, I got to find a cat, but I'll work on that. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed it. If you've got a question, an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Once again, episode 2347. So you can always find the notes for every single episode on sidehustleschool.com. I appreciate you joining me today. We've got a new episode coming out tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.